You're listening to the Ace and TJ Show podcast on the Ace and TJ family.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
The Ace and TJ Show and its charity Peyton's Promise are thrilled to partner with Lost Worlds Brewing. Lost Worlds Brewing has two great locations in Charlotte or Cornelius, and they've got some great weekday specials. On Monday nights, it's Neighborhood Night with $6 drafts, $7 well drinks, and $8 flights. Tuesday is Music Bingo at 7. Wednesday is half-price bottles of wine, and Thursday is Trivia Night. Find out more about Lost Worlds Brewing at LostWorldsBeer.com. That's LostWorldsBeer.com.
It's the Ace and TJ Show with a little extra. Uncensored, unedited, and almost uninterrupted. Get ready for the most extra podcast known to man. The Ace and TJ Show presents the Extra Funny Podcast.
This is the perfect story for Extra Funny. And I was running a little late this morning than I normally do. Later than I normally do, so I didn't have time to go through the details of the entire article, but I know from the headline that it's perfect for Extra Funny. And I thought that we could just read at it together,
okay,
and learn as we go. St. Louis County, Missouri. A week after being released from jail for sex offenses, a Spanish Lake man is accused of having sex with a seat on a Metrolink train.
With the seat.
Mm-hmm.
On the train.
Prosecutors Thursday charged 38-year-old D'Angelo Anton Covington with first-degree sexual misconduct, which is a Class A misdemeanor. He's currently confined to the county jail on a $20,000 cash-only bond. Courts have ordered Covington not to be allowed on the train if he makes bond. So there's a restraining order that the train has taken out on him. You can't be on this train. According to St. Louis County Police probable cause statement, a Metrolink driver parked the train on June 7th at the Lambert Airport Station and stepped off for a few minutes. When he returned, Covington was on the train and allegedly engaging in sex with a train seat with his genitals exposed. So he was full on
going to town.
Out there, but I don't know if they're going to tell exactly how he was doing it. If he was just rubbing on it, if he was standing up. What's funnier, standing up and making the sex with the back, like the backrest part, or lying on the seat?
I think lying face down, like
that's funnier.
That story about the guy on the park bench.
Yeah.
I picture it like that.
It says, quote, the driver continued on the route and the defendant continued his activity until he So the guy steps off the train for a few minutes, gets back on, and sees that the guy is making the relations with the train seat with his genitals exposed, and then started driving the train again.
Okay.
Because it said the driver continued on his route and the defendant continued his activity until he deboarded the plane at the Hanley station.
And when he returned, Covington was on the train allegedly engaging in sex with a train seat with his genitals exposed. Yeah, that's what it sounds like. The guy got to the stop, stepped off. When he steps back on, the guy's humping the train seat.
And it says the defendant's activity is captured on video surveillance. I want to see that video surveillance. Freedom of Information Act. Come on.
I know you asked if he was like standing up or laying down, but do you think if he was laying down that he put it between two seat cushions, or if he maybe tore a hole in the seat cushion or something?
How do you do it? I think probably because the guy that was doing this to the park bench was somehow in the slats of the bench.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Does the train conductor, driver, whatever he might be in this case, does he have to go to the next? Like, is he like, I'm damned if I do, I'm damned if I don't. I need to get to the next stop to get some help or to get this guy off the train.
Maybe
I can't, because he's at the airport. Like, I can't let this guy sit on the train at the airport because people are going to want to get on. If I get this thing moving, at least I can keep people from getting on and hey, I can get it to the next. Maybe he can call ahead for help or something. Like,
yeah, because you wouldn't want to be one person, just a train conductor, trying to subdue a man who's sexually aroused in public.
No,
yeah. Probably you got a picture that him not being the cleanest person in the world anyway.
And he's got to think, I can, if I get this thing moving, I can call ahead for help at the next stop. Because if I do it here, I've got to call ahead and then wait. And I just got to sit here with this guy and other people can get involved. I don't know. I'm trying to make a bad situation better, I guess. Yeah.
And that's another crazy way the world is now, or this country is now. The train conductor should be allowed to wrap him in the head and knock him the hell out.
Sure. Subdue him.
Yeah. With a long stick, so he doesn't have to get close to it.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to be up on an aroused vagrant.
This would have never happened on the Polar Express.
No.
Thanks a lot, St. Louis.
Because they are strict about the tickets.
That's right.
Throw some of that hot chocolate on him. That's what you do.
What if this was like a speed, the movie Speed situation? He had to keep the train going, or the guy was going to finish or whatever.
Yeah.
You're going to drive this train at 60 miles an hour while I keep humming this seat, or else.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, he shouldn't have been on the street anyway. This is one of those soft on crime cities, I guess. The alleged crime on the Metrolink happened 1 week after Covington was released from jail through a May 30th plea agreement on 4 sex offenses.
Oh, gosh.
According to the plea, a felony count of sexual misconduct involving a child was amended to a misdemeanor. Oh, great. In that count, he was indicted in August, a grand jury, exposing himself to a child under the age of 15. So, I mean, this is a real sicko dirtbag.
Yeah, he's got problems.
Yeah.
The child thing was a previous thing he'd done? Is that correct?
Okay. Yeah, and they reduced the severity of the sentence, which allowed him to be out. They changed it from a felony to a misdemeanor.
A misdemeanor?
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. This is what happened. Now he's doing this on a train because you let him out.
But if they're not going to keep him in jail like they should on a child charge, then they're definitely not going to keep him in on a humping a train seat.
Yeah, true.
You don't think the judge is like, I don't care what you did with the child, but you did this on a train and it's way worse. Okay.
And why? I mean, there are so many, I'm sure there are softer cushions available closer to home. Why would you get in an airport traffic and deal with the hustle and bustle of a damn airport to go do that?
Yeah.
When, I mean, people are throwing away sofas out on the sidewalks and stuff. There are furniture bitches everywhere for you if you're into that.
It's the last thing on my mind, dude.
When was he actually arrested? Because this happened June 7th, which was a Friday.
Mm-hmm.
So was he not arrested until a Wednesday?
Hey, look, the cops had a long week.
Is that what happened? Because it also says that he assaulted a nurse at the jail. He was charged jail, Thursday. Yeah. He was in the jail Wednesday night. He assaulted. He was also then arrested for assaulting a nurse at the jail.
Yeah, maybe it took him that long to find him because he may have just done his business and then bolted.
Oh, gosh,
that's like, crazy.
But how do you get out of airport traffic that quickly?
Yeah, right. Seriously, what's his secret? I bet people will clear the way if you're just slap.
Well,
people will get out of your
privacy.
Way.
If you want a train to yourself, I would say that's a good way to get it.
Absolutely.
But what kind of freak? Yeah, I said freak.
Oh,
because he's twisted.
Yeah, he's had some problems.
Mm-hmm. And he needs to be away from the civil society. He needs to be out away from civilized people.
Yeah,
you know why? Because he's uncivilized.
Yeah. He's a danger to. He's already shown himself to be a danger to children.
Yeah.
He's like, you're kink shaming me. And it's like, yeah, you know what? You're right. Bonk. And just hit him on the head and sweep him up.
Yeah. I mean, far too often nowadays, we're missing out on the punishment of upside that head.
Yeah, for real.
You this know, guy needs Because it's a criminal's world now in U.S. America, where you can go hump a train seat on a public train in an airport and then still be, you know, outliving your life for however many days before they even come get you. And if they're going to lower those other charges while he's awaiting, you know, to go to prison or whatever, then they would definitely do that with this one. He's like, you know, $20,000 cash bond. I'm sure that he'll get, you know, released. Yeah, well, we can't. I mean, we already made that other deal with him on the child endangerment charges or whatever. Yeah,
it seems like that deal's off when you're caught humping a train seat on a public train less than a week later. Yeah, well, I'm sorry, Mr. What's his name? Covington. Mm-hmm. Our apologies, but you humped a train seat in front of people.
Yeah.
And exposed yourself to a child. That previous deal goes by the wayside now.
Because, I mean, obviously that's a probation violation, right?
Yeah, I would imagine. I was going to say, maybe his probation wasn't.
Like, they wouldn't even let Gypsy Rose go to a Chiefs game before she had to report to her parole officer. They said they'd revoke her parole, put her back in jail in Missouri. And this guy's going to be humping a train seat?
Great point.
I mean, surely that's a parole violation.
It's the Ace and TJ Show with a little something extra. This is the Extra Funny Podcast.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
The Ace and TJ Show and its charity Peyton's Promise are thrilled to partner with Lost Worlds Brewing. Lost Worlds Brewing has two great locations in Charlotte or Cornelius. And they've got some great weekday specials. On Monday nights, it's Neighborhood Night with $6 drafts, $7 well drinks, and $8 flights. Tuesday is Music Bingo at 7. Wednesday is half price bottles of wine. And Thursday is Trivia Night. Find out more about Lost Worlds Brewing at LostWorldsBeer.com. That's LostWorldsBeer.com.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
The Lake Norman area is filled with great local businesses, but many of them never get the recognition they deserve. Well, now's your chance to show these businesses how special they are by nominating them in the Currents Magazine's new Lake Norman's Best Contest. You just go to their website at lncurrents.com and nominate your favorite Lake Norman businesses in a variety of categories. Best pizza, best burger, best hair salon, stuff like that. Over 30 different categories. Winners will be announced at a huge ceremony at the Kane Center in June, which will be hosted by the one and only me, TJ, from the Ace and TJ Show. So make sure you check out the latest Lake Norman Currents for more details. LNCurrents.com.
Ace and TJ are well known for their charities. First, it was the Grin Kids, where they took terminally ill children and their families for a once-in-a-lifetime trip to Disney World. Now, it's Peyton's Promise, giving assistance fast to people who are in dire need, including the most recent first quarter of the rest of your life giveaway, where they gave away $10,000 to someone who needed it. None of which would be possible without great sponsors like the Temple Team at Keller Williams, the Johnson Group, Bradham Brothers, CompuCom, and Table and Twine. To find out more about Peyton's Promise, just go to peytonspromise.org.
It's your chance to win with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Win incredible prizes like concert tickets, gift cards, merch, and so much more. Start earning points with Ace TJ Prime Rewards, all on the Ace and TJ Family app, available in your app store or at acetj.com/app.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant-free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941. Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348.
All guests of the Ace and TJ Show stay at the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms, incredible dining options. Book your room by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.